Welcome to the Gospel According To with Ryan and Mike, a conversation designed to explore what makes the gospel good news in various books and topics of the Bible.
Isaiah chapter 50. Adonai says, "Where is your mother's divorce document, which I gave her when I divorced her? Or to which of my creditors did I sell you? You were sold because of your sins. Because of your crimes was your mother divorced. Why was no one here when I came? Why, when I called, did nobody answer? Is my arm too short to redeem? Have I too little power to save? With my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I turn rivers into desert. Their fish rot for lack of water, and they die of thirst. I dress the heavens in black to mourn and make their covering sackcloth."
Adonai Elohim has given me the ability to speak as a man well taught, so that I, with my words, know how to sustain the weary. Each morning he awakens my ear to hear like those who are taught. Adonai Elohim has opened my ear, and I neither rebelled nor turned away. I offered my back to those who struck me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. For Adonai Elohim will help me. This is why no insult can wound me. This is why I have set my face like flint, knowing I will not be put to shame. My vindicator is close by. Let whoever dares to accuse me appear with me in court. Let whoever has a case against me step forward. Look, if Adonai Elohim helps me, who will dare to condemn me? Here, they are falling apart like old moth-eaten clothes.
Who among you fears Adonai? Who obeys what his servant says? Even when he walks in the dark without any light, he will trust in Adonai's reputation and rely on his God. But all of you who are fighting fires and arming yourselves with firebrands, go walk in the flame of your own fire among the firebrands you lit. From my hands, this fate awaits you. You will lie down in torment.
Isaiah 51. Listen to me, you pursuers of justice, you who seek Adonai. Consider the rock from which you were cut, the quarry from which you were dug. Consider Abraham your father, and Sarah who gave birth to you, in that I called him when he was only one person, then blessed him and made him many. For Adonai will comfort Zion, will comfort all her ruined places, will make her desert like Eden, her Arabah like the Garden of Eden. Joy and gladness will be there, thanksgiving and the sound of music. Pay attention to me, my people. My nation, listen to me. For Torah will go out from me. I will calm them with my justice as a light for the peoples. My righteousness is at hand. My salvation goes out. My arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands are putting their hope in me, trusting in my arm.
Raise your eyes toward the skies. Look at the earth below. The skies will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like clothing. Those living on it will die like flies. But my salvation will be forever, and my justice will never end. Listen to me, you who know justice, who you people who have my Torah in your heart. Don't be afraid of people's taunts. Don't be upset by their insults. For the moth will eat them up like clothing. The worm will eat them like wool. But my justice will be forever, and my salvation for all generations.
Awake, awake, arm of Adonai. Clothe yourself with strength. Awake as in days of old, as in ancient generations. Wasn't it you who hacked Rahab to pieces, you who pierced the sea monster? Wasn't it you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, you who made the sea bottom a road for the redeemed to cross? Those ransomed by Adonai will return and come with singing to Zion. On their heads will be everlasting joy. They will acquire gladness and joy, while sorrow and sighing will flee.
I, yes, I, am the one who comforts you. Why are you afraid of a man who must die, of a human being who will wither like grass? You've forgotten Adonai, your maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. Instead, you're in constant fear all day because of the oppressor's rage as he prepares to destroy. But where is the oppressor's rage? The captive will soon be set free. He will not die and go down to Sheol. On the contrary, his food supply will be secure. For I am Adonai, your God, who stirs up the sea, who makes its waves roar. Adonai of hosts, that is my name. I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand in order to plant the skies, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people.
Awake, awake, stand up, Jerusalem. At Adonai's hand, you drank the cup of his fury. You have drained to the dregs the goblet of drunkenness. There is no one to guide her. Among all the sons she has borne, not one of all the children she raised is taking her by the hand. These two disasters have overcome you. Yet who will grieve with you? Plunder and destruction, famine and sword. By whom can I comfort you? Your children lie helpless at every street corner, like an antelope trapped in a net. They are full of Adonai's fury, the rebuke of your God.
Therefore, please hear this in your affliction, you who are drunk but not with wine. This is what your Lord Adonai says, your God who defends his people. Here I have removed from your hand the cup of drunkenness, the goblet of my fury. You will never drink it again. I will put it in the hands of your tormentors who said to you, bend down so we can trample you. And you flattened your back on the ground like a street for them to walk on.
Thanks for listening to the Gospel According to podcast. If you have any questions about what you heard today, please send us a voice message. We would really love to hear from you. Make sure you follow us on social media, subscribe, and click the bell to get notified when we drop a new episode. Until next time, and for all time, your God reigns.